All right, it is Tuesday morning. Port Huron City Council met last night, not once, but twice. They had a special meeting to discuss the future of the McMorran Authority. The mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rapp, on London's right now. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, this was an issue that kind of dates back to last year when the term of the McMorran Authority was to expire, and the city council said, well, wait a minute, do we need a McMorran Authority in the first place? So tell us a little bit about last night's meeting.
Okay, well, we did have a special meeting prior to our regular meeting last night to discuss that very matter. And since we met here a couple of months ago in a joint meeting with McMorran Authority, and during that meeting it was kind of decided that we would go into a small group and discuss some of the issues. So two members of the McMorran Authority and two members of council, so it was Mark Neal and Bob Epley, and then myself and Sherry Archibald, who is Sherry is the liaison for the council with McMorran. The four of us met several times in the last couple of months to kind of come up with where we thought it should go and present it to council. So what we came up with and you know, we're basically in agreement with is with going back and forth is that there is a need to have something in place. Not the McMorran Authority. The McMorran Authority, I guess I would say, as it is, but not titled authority. Authority gives it a separate body and an illegal entity. There's really no need to do that. The, one of the only real powers that they have that way, in addition, would be to bond. Mm-hmm. And the chances of that happening are very slim that they would go out by themselves and bond for money to do any improvements to McMorran, because they'd still really have to have the city. Ultimately, the city is responsible. I mean, the bottom line is the city owns the building, and the city is responsible for maintaining it, et cetera. So it came up. We came up with a suggestion for council that put into place what would be called McMorran Place Commission, and that commission would pretty much operate as the same as it does right now, but it spelled out those responsibilities. And you know, basically, within the suggested resolution, they would still provide the operational oversight of McMorran, and they would still be responsible for setting the rates and the fees as far as, you know, the programs and things, say the ice time, et cetera, that goes on there. And they would prepare the budget and submit it to the city council for approval. And you know, do the funding, any kind of fundraising type efforts, and some other things like that. You know, I mean, but it would still stay, but it would be entitled a commission instead of an authority. It would still remain at the five persons that are on there right now. The only change that was kind of talked about last night is that the council member, meaning Sherry Archibald, has served as the liaison, and rather than being a liaison, that she would possibly be a member of the actual five board. And we've had Ed Brennan, our finance person, has been on that board for the last several years, because that was the way we had kind of had that connection between the city finances and the authority. And if we're not making it an authority and a separate legal entity, then it's not necessarily do we need to do that and instead have a council person on the board. So it was still pretty much, you know, as far as operation, as far as it, what happens, it would pretty much operate as it does. It just would be called something different, and it would have little different legal ramifications, but it would. We do see the need for the fact that you want to have the McMorran operate, and we certainly don't want to have it so that it's a city department where, you know, it becomes a council issue where people come in and start talking about the rates of, say, their wedding receptions, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
It should
be. That could take up a lot of time.
Yeah, so it should be a separate that way, you know, as far as having a board to oversee it, but doesn't necessarily have to be a legal entity. And we ultimately are responsible for the bottom line of McMorran and should have more of a close connection there. So we believe that with the two groups that got together that we came up with a solution that's palatable for and continues to do what's best for the city and for McMorran and for the residents. And so it will be presented to council for formal adoption 2 weeks in 2 weeks at the meeting, last meeting in February. Most council members were pretty much in agreement. Councilmember Warden did present a different plan where he feels it should continue at as a legal entity and have 11 to 13 members and some other things. But last night it was, people will take that suggestion home and look at what he did. But last night the consensus seemed to be that we would go forward with what was planned.
Right. Well, a lot of discussion, a lot of thoughtful, consideration, and in the end, really very little changes.
For anybody looking at it from the outside.
Yeah,
they're not going to notice anything.
Right, exactly. So it remains the same. You almost lost your city manager, James Freed. Went to Grand Rapids last week and interviewed for a job, which ultimately he nor none of the other finalists are getting.
Correct. And we're happy for that. I'm glad that he's staying here in Port Huron. I think it was a good opportunity for him, certainly. I don't fault him for trying to apply to better himself. But I think that, ultimately, it's good for us that he stays here.
Certainly, if for no other reason than stability of having a city manager that's here for more than 3 or 4 years.
That's true. I mean, that doesn't guarantee he's going to stay forever by any means. And really, the turnaround for city managers is anywhere, 5 years or plus, you know, that they move. And he's certainly heading up to 4 years. So it would be understandable. But that being said, stability of councils and managers are very important to keep things running, and if you keep changing all the time, it would just be like in business. It doesn't really help your bottom line. So, I think that, like I said, it was a good opportunity for him. I don't fault him for trying, but I think that, he had mixed feelings about whether or not he wanted to leave, too.
Yeah, it certainly seemed to be what he indicated. So
yeah, it's just like one of those opportunities you don't want to pass up, but yet, do I really want to go? So,
right, exactly. Well, yeah. He's staying put, and everything remains the same. Now we just need to crank the temperature up a little bit and get a little closer to spring.
We surely do. Is that going to happen, Paul?
Maybe tomorrow. We'll see what we can do.
Rain, probably, right?
The day after tomorrow. There you go. It's like you read the forecast. Pauline, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Oh, okay, thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Bye-bye.